Monday, 23 November, 15, broadcast of the Calvary Hour. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks for tuning into the Calvary Hour. I'm Bill Wingard, your host speaker. This broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Baptist Church and is a part of the ministry of the Calvary Baptist Church in Newbern, North Carolina. And we're glad to be with you today by means of Christian radio. We're in Acts chapter 27, as we find Paul meeting the man, that is, the man Christ Jesus, or the angel of the Lord, for the second time. He met him first on the Damascus Road, and that was for his salvation. Now he meets him, and this is going to be for his safety, or for his physical salvation, if you want to call it that. But not only that, but God is going to give him the lives of 275 other people also. That's how many other people were on that boat. We'll read this again quickly and pick up here where we left off. And by the way, the year that we're preaching this broadcast, this starts Thanksgiving week. And I hope, oh, may we be a thankful people. I believe that one of the reasons we don't see more blessings from our Lord is because we have lost a lot of our gratitude. Oh, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, when the fires of gratitude die on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. Could I say that again? When the fires of gratitude die on the altar of a man's heart, that man is well nigh hopeless. In our wicked day that we're living in, when a government does not want to acknowledge God or His Word, our forefathers called for a day of thanksgiving where they would thank Almighty God for the good things that He had done for them and to reaffirm their reliance on Him. May we not follow after these who have turned their back on God, but thank God for the good example we have and our forefathers who came to this country. They came here that we might be able to worship and serve our Lord without being persecuted. All right, let's get now to Acts chapter 27 and verses 21 through 26. But after long absence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, "Sirs, ye should have hearkened unto me and not loose from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. But now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe that it shall be even as it was told me, howbeit we must be cast upon a certain island." I started into a personal testimony on the last broadcast. I, too, have had the Spirit of God to come and comfort my heart, even in the midst of the storm. The storm was not over at that time, but God began to give me peace in my heart, and I learned a great lesson. Listen, when we hear from heaven, that is, when God, the Holy Spirit, comforts our hearts and lets us know that our prayers have been heard and that they have been answered. Our external circumstances might not have changed, but I'm telling you, they change inside of our heart and lives, and then we just, by patience and through God's grace and patience, we see the Lord step in and meet these needs, and He did that for us. I can assure you, He did that for us, and how many times He has done that for us, I don't know, but only one time in my life, that particular experience came my way, where I know that God sent His messenger to my heart and life to assure me that He was going to be with me. By the way, He doesn't have to, because He's given us His Word, and He's given us the Holy Spirit to dwell in our heart. Now, the storm is still raging. However, they have the presence and promise of God. And I want to say this to you today, dear friend, that doesn't change something. That changes everything. Regardless of how strong the storm might be raging, if we have the presence and promise of God, I'll assure you this, that changes everything. They were going to be saved. Paul believed the angel messenger of God. He said, "Paul, the Lord hath given thee all them that sail with thee." Isn't that a tremendous promise? They would be saved. They would have to be cast upon a certain island. It was not going to be a voyage of convenience, and there was going to be a trying time yet ahead of them. But through it all, God was going to bring them. As a beautiful song, "Through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust his word. Thank God. They would be cast upon a certain island. By the way, that's a tremendous message in itself. Yea, it's more than a message. They had a tremendous experience on the island of Melita, and maybe we'll get to that as we come down to the end of this message. It seems unfair to come this far and leave off their experiences on the island of Melita. Well, they would all be saved, according to verse 34. They would be saved. This good news brought hope and joy to all aboard. Listen now how things change. Has the storm changed at this point? No, sir. Is it still dark? Yes, sir. Is the storm still raging? Sure is. Is the foam still blowing off the ocean up? Sure is. However, Paul says, wherefore I pray you to take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. And listen, then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. What a scene that is. Now in the midst of the storm. Remember, in verse 20, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. And now they're rejoicing, and they've got a little grain left aboard the ship that they call meat. And he said, now you take some meat, take some of this food, take some of these rations, for this is for your health. He said, because not a hair is going to fall from the head of any of you. Now they wouldn't believe Paul when he told them that the time for sailing was now dangerous, and they shouldn't loose from Fair Havens, but they believe him now. And I want to say this, dear friend. I hope that God, the Holy Spirit, will help me to word this right. Thank God for a man of God that's in contact with God, that can hear from God in the midst of the storm. We need that. Oh, we need that. We are pretty much leaderless in our generation. I am greatly encouraged by some folks that I have seen lately that God is raising up, and I thank the Lord for them. They could well be the answer to our prayer. We've been praying for leadership, for godly leadership, but look around you. Basically speaking, we are leaderless politically, spiritually. Oh, I know we have some people that have certain reputation testimonies, but I mean a man that could call this nation back to God, another D.L. Moody, as he raised God raised him up, that called America and England back to God, another Billy Sunday, or another Bob Jones, somebody like that. Oh, that God would raise up in our generation that would get the attention of this world. We need someone, and Paul had their attention. He said, wherefore I pray you take some meat, for this is for your health, for there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread and gave thanks to God in the presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were all they of good cheer, and they also took some meat. Man, I'm telling you, what a blessing it would be for God to give us some good spiritual leadership. We need spiritual leadership. We need political leadership. We need military leadership. I mean, we need all of this, and God's able to raise it up. And I don't believe it's something that one person can say, well, I'm going to be that person. I'm just decided. No, I think about what the Lord said over in John chapter 15. He said, you have not chosen me, but I've chosen you and ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth much fruit. We ought to be praying the Lord of the harvest that he'll send forth laborers into his harvest. We ought to be praying for godly leadership. And then when God raises up that godly leadership, that we would be willing to stand with them. I believe in all my heart, dear friend, the hour is late. The night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us cast off the works of darkness and seek to live for the Lord and to serve him and to do what we can while we can. Redeem the time, because the days are evil. There's no question about that. But there is also no question that God is able. And he has promised when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. And oh, may God grant that we have that standard in our day. Thanks for joining with us today. It's been good to be with you for another broadcast. Hope you're making a lot of good plans for Thanksgiving. And please join us next broadcast if you can.